I was here all day and I had to phone the neighbours because they're out of work all day as well. It was deep. It was all the way up to the front doors and just cresting the ridge of the door. So outside was very wet.
And what about the house? Did any water get in at all?
Just a little bit. Nothing to worry about. We managed to stop it with towels and everything.
I can see you put quite a few sandbags down before your front door there.
Yep.
Were you working quite hard to try and keep the water out?
Yes, we were. The next door neighbour had to go and buy the sandbags because the council said it wasn't theirs. Gentle Home said it wasn't their responsibility. The environmental agency said it wasn't their responsibility. So everyone was saying, everyone else should help you, but not me.
So you actually go out yourself and buy some sandbags to protect your home?
One of the neighbours had to go out and buy sandbags. He bought sandbags for the entire length at £5 a piece. And he had to pay for it himself.
Gosh. So do you feel like you've had a lucky escape in this?
Very lucky escape. I've lived here since I was 16 years old, and it has never been like that before. The last time it was anywhere near that bad, it was only just coming over the pavement. But yesterday, as you can see with the gate, that's the height it actually got to.
Wow, that's a fair height there.
It was outside your house.
So what was going through your mind when you saw the water rising? It was obviously flooding your front garden and the road here.
It was already flooded before I even realised. It was that quick. Half past six, it was a little bit dodgy. But 10 o'clock, not 10 o'clock, I wish. But half past eight, quarter to nine, it was everywhere.
And I know that a few people in Morton were flooded out their homes. What's been the talk around here for people that have been badly affected?
We were told at one point by the Red Cross that they'd opened Marylands Lane Community Centre for people to go up to if they've been affected. But there's a couple round the corner here that wouldn't go anywhere because of the dog. They've stayed there in the bungalow still.